Alrighty, you're on.
All right, I'm going to call the regular Liberty Union Thurston Board of Education meeting to order. Ms. Boyard?
Ms. Cato?
Here.
Mr. Hookrattle?
Here.
Mr. Moore?
Here.
Mr. Shook?
Yes, here.
Dr. Wolf?
Here.
All right, everybody stand with me. Pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go ahead and do Students of the Month this time before we do, anybody got? It's not really on here, so we're going to do Students of the Month, so Mr. Gallatin?
I tried.
If you come forward, please.
Sure, we have two Students of the Month, and a tradition that I started with 2 years ago is we like to take our Students of the Month and for August, since they're not nominated by the teachers because they're not working at that time, and they are our student body president and student body vice president. So they were not my selection, they were the student body's selection for this honor. So last year we had Brooke Taylor and Sydney Manget came up and we introduced them, and they kind of, we put them on the spot and they gave some initiatives, some direction they want to go with the student body this year. And this year is no different. We have our president, Parker Thomas, and our vice president, Joanne Hearn. And talk about being involved and being active. They're both student ambassadors for us this year. They're both ready for freshman orientation on Wednesday. Joanne led the band this morning, for those of you at convocation. She's our field commander. And Parker was busy today hanging out with Mr. Mike DeWine as a student ambassador to the Attorney General. Parker sent me a picture and was happy that he is not the shortest one in the picture. So, you tower over Mr. DeWine.
Mr. DeWine
is. Fran was a little bit taller, though.
Yes.
Fran was tall.
So, but at this point, I'd like for them to give a couple remarks, and then we will pass on their awards.
Great.
President Thomas.
I like the sound of that. Okay. Okay, so what we want to do this year, every high school, and like you watch TV and everybody does a time capsule. So we want to try to do a little bit different version of a time capsule. We'll have like a box that is made by FFA and the wood shop, and they'll make it very special for the class of 2019. And the rules on that is just a letter. You just write yourself a letter, whatever you can fit in an envelope, you put it in there, and we haven't decided on years yet, but we just put it in a trophy case, and when our reunion comes up, we open those letters. You can put your address on there, so if you don't make it, or if you, don't make it to that reunion, we'll get it to the next one.
Is your first one going to be a 30-year?
Yeah, I know.
50-year.
Oh, my gosh. And we also have seen around other schools, we have a game each year. This year's football game on October 12th is the breast cancer awareness game. And we want to do Take a Hit for Breast Cancer, which is, don't worry about how we're going to get it, but we're going to get a car. And we're going to paint it pink. We're going to donate all the money we get for, like, let's say $1 per hit in this area, $5 per hit in this area. And we'll have the fire department being right there, make sure everything's safe and everything, but we'll have it in this section and we'll donate all the money to breast cancer.
You hit the car with a baseball bat.
Yeah. You hit the car with a baseball bat. And then for the homecoming game, which is September 28th, we plan on having we don't know what game yet, but we want to have a band play, and our very own Mrs. Elena Aiello, she is in a band. Oh, no, Elena Aiello Riggins.
Yes.
She just got married. She is in a band called Apple on the Moon. It is really good. She's on iTunes, so you can look that up. She's very good. So that's
okay. We really want to focus this year on getting the student council more involved, because we have class presidents, student body presidents, obviously, and then class representatives. And quite frankly, there's just so many that a lot of kids often don't do as much. So we just want to make sure that we're getting them involved in like certain committees, and each person has their own task to focus on throughout the whole year. we want to get more involved with the school community. So there's poster board across from Mr. Day's room, who is the leader of student council. And we want to put a club and sports like activity board up so that students can walk by and just see, hey, what's going on in the school? Like, who just got first place? Who won a game? What are the clubs doing? What are they up to? And like, we can highlight individuals. Each club will get like a little area. And then we want to set a standard for student council membership as well, because we want to make sure that we are the top of our classes and we're representing the school well. So we want to have a minimum GPA for them to hold. We want them to be within good standing of their school at all times, like never slipping below the bar. And then the committees that we really want to focus on this year is, so we're going to break students off into different committees so they each will have a task to focus on. And we want a homecoming one so we can just have a few students who focus on that instead of everyone just devoting everything to that. Then we want to have someone devoted to fundraisers, a social media account, a club formation. So kids will set up a form for students who want to form new like clubs at our school. So that way Mr. Gallatin isn't swamped with kids like, hey, let's form this club, and they don't have anything ready. So we'll have a club who, like a committee who will help the clubs be formed before they present it to Gallatin. And then we want to work on an adopt a veteran program. We want to introduce that at our school. And then we want to do a health and public awareness program,
which is, I actually got today some stuff from the Mike DeWine meeting. Here are some opportunities that we can show the students, like to go to SART, which is a sexual assault response team. There's different things along the community that people can go to and learn more, but there's also drug prevention and education that we can help students learn about this. And I also contacted the Fairfield County Adam H. Board, and last year they sent us some things, but I said this year, I was like, well, we want to start a new school year, we need new signs, we need new stuff. And they said, well, send you the same stuff. I'm like, no, I want new stuff. Let's get tattoos, let's get like stress balls, let's get different things in there. So we're already working on that. But I got a lot of information here. And the last thing we want to do is it's called Dodging Diabetes. Fairfield Union does it, and they said they have a great time doing it. It'll be in the spring, and what it is all the proceeds go towards a diabetes, foundation. And it'd just be at Liberty Union. Kids sign up with their team, and there'd be a dodgeball tournament pretty much at the high school. So show off our new gym a little bit. That's all we have for you.
Good job.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, for starters, I bet you I already got somebody donated a car to us to scrap.
Okay.
I don't think we picked it up yet.
Okay.
So I will talk to him. So I might have you a car. You might adjust a baseball bat to maybe a sledgehammer, because baseball bat's going to hurt your hands. But
okay.
But you guys do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I might have a car that you can paint up and paint or whatever you're doing.
Not good. That's
and
good.
Have that. And it's just right down the road from the school.
Oh, that's nice.
We could have Mr. Gallatin like pull it down there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
By hand.
And if not, Dr. Walter said you could have the Corvette that he owns as a backup just in case. So really appreciate it, Dr. Walter.
Yeah. Okay. On behalf of the school board, we got a little plaque here for you being the student of the month. We also have some goodies here. And then you stay in like pose because he's going to get a picture over there.
Oh, here, you want that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. All right. If you want to walk right around there, and I'm going to shake your hand.
Thank you. Thank you.
Parker, thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if you heard me say this, but you're probably getting the same thing. Minus the gifts, these, I figured I would use these as well.
Okay.
On behalf of the school board, we congratulate you on your accomplishment. Here's some goodies. Here's some goodies that you can get to go to Schaffner's and get some free stuff. Mr. Gallatin knocked people over. All right, everybody got it?
All
right. So if you walk around there, I won't both congratulate you.
Thank you.
You betcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything, Jim.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So it sounds like we have lots of energy in the two seniors, right? Both of the
yes.
seniors. So So we'll be looking forward to what you guys get accomplished.
Thank you.
All right, now we're going to do the principal updates. We'll go, Mr. Gallatin, you might as well, we'll let you jump front since you're down here to begin the year.
A lot of great energy at the high school today for our convocation. Loved welcoming the teachers back. There's a couple, I guess, housekeeping items that we're finalizing for the high school. Last month, you guys approved the handbook. It's in there again to approve. One thing that we had to brush up on was the point values that would go with each grade in our new grading scale. It will be in the final copy of the handbook that you get, but we decided that we're going to go a 3.7 and a 3.3, so 0.7 and 0.3 for our pluses and our minuses. A lot of in-depth discussion today with the teachers, and also talking to Dr. Johnson. Do we go 0.67, 0.7? Where do we fall in there? Actually, we're going to go 0.75 and 0.25. I stand correct on that because they feel that our students understand money and throwing it on the quarter is a little bit easier for them to understand. So, and through Dr. Johnson's suggestion, of why not err on the side of the kid? Why not give the kid a 0.75 instead of the 0.7? I totally agree. So it's err on the side of our kids. So that's something we brushed up on today. It's an exciting week. We have our second annual first day freshmen. On Wednesday, they're going to come in at 7:50. We're going to have a assembly in the morning, and then they travel around in groups after that. We're doing an escape room. We're doing tours of the building, clubs, academics, all in the morning. Then they get their computer, and then they roll into lunch, and then they do a full schedule in the afternoon, and then we end with a pep rally. We also have a freshman parent meeting on Wednesday night, catching those parents, hey, 4 years from now, your kid's going to be graduating. That's at 6:30, followed up by 7:30, we have the senior parent meeting when we say, oh no, you only have 1 year left. This is the first year we're going to do a senior parent meeting. It kind of got brought up last year, like, hey, it'd be great if our kids are 18, they think they know it all, they don't tell us anything. So we're just going to have that meeting, everything from caps and gowns to announcements to graduation dates to graduation points, catch up to speed on graduation points where we stand right now. We're a little weary right now. On the 27th of June, the state legislature said we are going to not allow any alternatives to graduation. They have to get 18 points, and we will look at maybe an alternative in September, but right now we're saying no. So where that leaves us right now as a school district is we have 29 students, general ed students, and 18 students with disabilities that would not meet the 18 points. So we're looking at about 25% of our population right now that would not receive a diploma. Our students with disabilities could potentially receive that diploma if they are exempt from the consequences of the test, but us as a district would still take the hit on graduation if they don't get their 18 points. We are hopeful that in September they'll meet again and realize that they shouldn't do this to the students. You take our small population of 110 graduating students and you throw 25%, or you take 5,000 graduating students in Columbus Public, what's that percentage going to be for them? So I think they'll come around a little bit, but we don't have time to wait. So we had 28 students come in July and retest. We didn't want to take that opportunity away from them, so we kind of erred on the side of caution, on the side of the kid, and brought them in to test them again. So we'll get those results on September 10th, and we'll recalculate, and then we'll revisit the plan again, and where do we go from there? They will have an opportunity to test the first week in January is when we'll test for that next time. And then there's a spring testing date. The only problem with spring testing is we don't get the results until middle of June, so it'll be after graduation. So fingers crossed that they're going to come to some kind of resolution on that. They did it with the OGT. We think that they might do it, but we can't sit around and wait, so we're retesting. So we'll keep you posted as that comes along, but we're excited for this school year. Right now we're sitting at 117 kids that are potentially on the graduation list in this upcoming class, and I'm glad you got to hear from two of our best. So that's it.
Thank you. Mrs. Rainey.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to talk to you about a couple things going on at the elementary. We have 7 new employees this year. I know those of you who were there this morning got to hear them introduced. 7 new people is really exciting for us. We have 2 new positions out of those 7. and we're really grateful for those positions. I met with all the new employees on Friday. Everyone's really excited, and I know our staff is really happy to have our new people on board. We had lots of teachers come in over the summer, and I know just this past Monday, all of our kindergarten, first and second grade teachers, with the exception of two, were able to come in, or I'm sorry, last week, today is Monday, last week, to meet and to do a training for our new finance program. And it's, you know, the dedication of our teachers really shows. Of course, everyone's also been in to work on their classroom, but when they come in for trainings, and we've had a lot of curriculum groups with Jennifer, and writing and testing, and lots of good work being done by the teachers. It's really impressive. While I'm thinking of it, I also want to say that the data map, which we added to our progress book suite, has already changed my life. It is so awesome. I had multiple parent phone calls, you know, and they all want to know what's going on, and it was so wonderful to click on the student's name right there at my desk. I didn't have to get up or call for a CUM folder to go look up test scores. Right there, all of the information was right there. I was able to talk to a parent. This is where they were last year. This is where they were at the end of the year. This is what we were thinking when we put them in a class, or, you know, addressing their concerns. It's already been fantastic. So I am really excited about that. I think it's going to make a big difference. Our building looks fantastic. And if you looked in the front of the building, Kelly Savage and Courtney Berry moved some bushes to that island by the flagpole, and it looks really great. But the inside of the building looks fantastic as well. And this morning we had a fantastic convocation. I know everybody felt really encouraged and positive when we left. And I think that's the best way to start the school year. So it was a good beginning.
Thank you. Mr. Turner is at open house, so we'll get his thoughts the next time he's here. I'm sure he'll double up. All right. The board always leaves a time for public participation at board meetings, and if anybody would like to address the board at this time, this would be the time to do it. All right. And if not, then the best part of the meeting is refreshments.
Well, good.
This would be the time that we go back there, everybody gets a refreshment, because there's not very many people here, so stay out of the cake till I get back there, please. But this will be a time to get some refreshments. We'll take about a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back. If you want to sneak away, this is the time to do it. If you want to stay till 10 or 11 o'clock tonight with us, that's great, too. All right? All right, so we'll take a break now.
You're back on?
Yep, let's do it. All right, we're back from our break. Number six, discussion and approval of the minutes. That takes us to all the way
12.
To 12. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Liberty Union Thurston Board of Education held on July 9th, 2018, the special meeting of the Liberty Union Board of Education held on July 24th, 2018, and the special meeting of the Liberty Union Board of Education for July 31st, 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Walter and Cato. Any corrections? Most of that was our interim stuff, I believe, right? If I remember right, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got one of those, so we're good. All right, Ms. Boyard.
Ms. Cato?
Yes.
Mr. Hoofrattle?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Shep?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
Yes.
All right. Number seven, monthly financial statements. Mrs. Boyard.
Okay, you have the reconciliation. And we have the monthly financial report. The revenue so far, I mean, just started the year, is about the same as it was last year. The expenditures are over about $156,000. Of that amount, $30,000 was paid out in severance, and about $95,000 was us paying for the Chromebooks and internet connectivity that wasn't paid at this time last year.
And will we get E-rates back on some of that stuff?
We just received an E-rate for Meta, and that's the only thing we're getting it back on this year.
Okay.
I think next year there's supposed to be something else that we get to get it for.
Okay.
This year was only Meta for the connectivity. Our income tax came in, and it was up about $89,000. And we received our real estate advances. Those are always just kind of estimates, so they kind of go up and down right now. The last page is on page 7 is the interest.
And I see the project, like the, and I know this, we're 1 month in or whatever, but the fiscal year projection for 2019, is the deficit driven by revenue? Less revenue than anticipated or higher expenditures than it looks like?
Where are you at?
I'm on maybe page 12, 13, page 13. Oh, you've got it printed off.
Is it page 3 on the, are you looking at page 3 on the?
I don't know. Page 13 on the, on what I'm looking at. It says revenue and expenditure summary, FY fiscal year to date actual.
Yeah.
So for fiscal year 2019 right now, projection is about $150,000 deficit.
Okay, I see.
So I just was curious if that was revenue, like less revenue than we think, or higher expenditures.
I'd say just most of it is. I haven't gone and actually got the 5-year forecast all put in yet.
Okay.
So that should change after I've got all that entered, all that information entered.
Okay.
I do that in September.
But from a revenue standpoint, we feel good based off what you've seen from an income standpoint. And I know I just got the flyer on my door that said everything's being re-estimated for 2019. And I know that it's not going to go down.
Right, yeah.
So revenue should probably continue. Now, obviously, we've just agreed with teachers in OPC on contract agreements, which will increase expenditures. But, okay.
Yeah, I don't know of anything that would cause our revenue to drop that much.
Okay. Thank you.
It hasn't all been entered yet.
Fair.
Okay. After that, we have our bills. The checks we paid. And on page 1, check 90465 for $59,882 was Meta Solutions. And of that was the core services for Info Ohio, the internet, and the fiscal and student services and EMIS. Down below that, 90484, Gracie Fire Protection for $80,940. That was the security cameras and the door access security, and that came out of the Permanent Improvement Fund. And further down, check 90498, Public Finance Resources. That's the 5-year forecast software, license, and support. And it also includes the 2-day seminar that I go to. Page 2.
Very bottom one on that page, April to Bloom Carroll, is that for the insurance consortium?
Yes, that's our insurance. Page 2. 90519, Go Guardian for $6,760. That's student filtering software. Halfway down, 90532, X-Tech Partners for $8,290. That was 10 student laptops and docking station, or I'm sorry, staff laptops. Further down, 90551, Millcraft Paper for $8,914. That's our yearly paper order. It's down a little than what it has been in the past. We've been trying to lower it a little each year.
Question on 90530 to the Village of Baltimore for $7,925.09. I'm assuming that's for water, and maybe not. Has our water bill... if I'm not mistaken, they're changing the way they bill for water, and it's going off of usage instead of kind of everybody paying their sewer debt and their. Have we seen anything with their bills yet?
That's, I honestly haven't looked. I didn't know anything about that.
Okay. You may want to check the water bills. I'll be curious as to, because obviously we have to be one of the top five users of water in the village of Baltimore.
Right, yeah. Definitely.
Probably top two between us and the paper mill. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sure they're number one. Baltimore Car Wash has to be in the top five.
They've got it, yeah. Probably so.
But, yeah, if you could maybe just check into that to see what... Because I know you and remember you and I were in the back in the treasurer's office one time. We were looking at the water bills, and they didn't go by usage. They kind of our bill I think was very similar to my bill when I lived in the village. So I'm just curious if they've made that change yet, because I've heard that they're talking about it if they haven't already made it. So it could be a big increase.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So okay. Yeah.
I will let you know.
Thank you.
That's all I had for the bills. After that, we have donations, and we only have one donation. For $1,500 was miscellaneous donations for the Baltimore 5K festival, 5K race, cross country. Excuse me.
There's the
also there's
the John Deere.
There's a donation of $3,500.
Oh, that's
for Josh
on my
Quillum.
Sheet. Yes, you're right.
For Josh Quillum for to the Boag.
Yes.
He donated the John Deere Pro Utility Mower to us that we're going to fix and use at our facilities. Do I have a motion for monthly financials?
So moved.
Second.
So we got Hook Rattle finally back from vacation. Was that more?
Yes, it was.
All right. To approve monthly financials, as stated below. Ms. Boyer.
Mr. Hookrattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Water.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
New business financial. Tractor purchase resolution. The superintendent and the facilities director recommends approval of the purchase of the leased John Deere loader for the amount of $29,863.57. Service provider, Swank Movie License USA, contract period 8/23/2018 to 8/22/2019, covers legal use of movies at a cost of $448 for Liberty Union Elementary, $418 for the Liberty Union Middle School, and $418 for the Liberty Union High School at a total cost of $1,284. Service provider, Julian Gruby Incorporated, contract period July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2019. Service provided audit Medicaid school program, cost $1,600. And it looks like the yearly amount is $4,800. Service provider Feral Gas, so August 9th, 2018 through August 9th, 2019. Delivered propane gas for the school buses at a cost of $1.57 fixed price. That's without taxes per gallon for at least 15,000 gallons. And resolution approving invoice payment. Purchase order 481630 in the amount of $3,292.98 for developmental disabilities. PO 481664. In the amount of $5,116 for Crest Good, and PO number 481730 in the amount of $42.75.29 for Modern Office Methods.
Yeah, I have a couple things. The Jillian and Group, the contract period, that really isn't the time. Those are the years they'll be auditing for. July 1st. 2016 through 17 is what they would audit this year for. Did that make sense?
So the contract period is for this school
years.
Is for this year.
Right.
The audit period is 16 through 19. Okay.
And then the
But then why is it then it says 1600 and then it says year equals 4800.
It's 1600 a year. For each.
For 4 years.
So they're auditing 1 year.
3 years, yeah.
Well, each year. This year they'll audit right. the the 16-17. Next year will be the audit for the 17-18 and then 18-19. We were given three different quotes. They were the lowest, and they're also the ones we like working with the best, so worked perfect.
Do you think it needs reworded at all, just for us to ever, if we ever needed to go back and look, or?
I think so. Don't you think?
I feel like it needs, yeah, because if I look at this, I see contract period. I automatically think that there's something.
I put 3 year after, like, put 3 year contract.
Well, but it's not a 3 year contract. It's a contract. It's a 1 year contract, but it's auditing each of those years, 16, 17, 17, 18, 18, 19.
No, but no, that's three separate.
Yeah, it needs reworded because we're all over the board on our interpretation.
Yeah, so it's $1,600 per year.
Right.
So it is a three-year contract. Three,
yeah. It'd be three separate years, so.
So $1,600 for the 16-17, $1,600 for the 17-18.
Correct.
Right. Spell it out.
Because we could just accept 1 year.
Isn't that what I just said? Isn't what he said what I said?
We liked his verb.
Did you?
Yeah, we liked his better.
Good Lord. I shouldn't miss meetings, should I?
You shouldn't.
That's what it boils down to. Yeah.
So the contract period would actually be for July 1st, or like 2018, right through 2021.
Right. Even though they're auditing.
They're auditing those years has down, but those are audit years, not the contract years.
Because you ain't going to go back and pay them for those years, so it needs to say
18 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
To 21, because that's when we're paying for the years.
Right, that's the contract period.
Right, I'll have
to. Okay, so it'll be 18 to 20, yeah. That, I think, will fix it.
And then if we put the audit years underneath, then we'll know what the mm-hmm. audit, yeah.
Yes.
I have a question on the, as far as the propane. Is that like a pre-buy price, or are we... Is that what that is? I mean, is it?
No, we just pay as we go, as we get it, as it's delivered. It's just, they put in, last year, I think we had 8,000 gallons down, 8,500, and we used that up. So after you use up that amount, then you go up to the regular price.
Because that just seems like it's a high price for that amount of usage. I mean, do we put that out for a bid, or are we just, have we just been going?
Well,
we used
United Landmark.
We had Landmark for a while.
And we switched
a long time.
We switched
to Ferrellgas. Because
it was cheaper.
2-3 years ago, they were cheaper, and we were having trouble with one of the pumps down here, and United Landmark wasn't able to fix it, and Ferrellgas came in and fixed it for me.
Okay. I guess I'm just interested with that price because it just seems like a steep price for the amount of gallons. I mean, 15,000 gallons.
Well, when I talked to Adam about it, he said he thought it was a really good price because he had just had it delivered out at the farm and he paid $2.09, I think he said, for it a gallon.
I just paid $1.20 for
about
600 gallons. So I'm just throwing that out there. I just didn't know. It just seems like it's a little bit high for that amount. If we're dedicating.
Were you a new customer with somebody or not?
Absolutely
not.
No. So I don't know what everyone else thinks, but I mean, if we can save, 40, 50 cents or whatever on 1 gallon, what can we save on 15,000?
Do you know who you're providing? Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, you know who you're providing.
Yeah. Well, we can pull this off and have you check it, figure it out, then we can vote on it next time. I mean,
will be different next time, but yes, we can pull it off if you want.
Well, I don't want to, like I said, if you all are comfortable with it, then, maybe we can look at it next year. I mean, especially if we're dealing with a time issue here. I mean, if we're locking that in or if we're paying that now, if you're afraid that the price is going to go up, I don't want to cause that to be a...
Usually when it gets cold, the price definitely goes up. That's
absolutely.
And that's when they start doing the new contracts is at this time of year.
Right.
Before it gets cold.
Do you know what we paid last year for? The same amount, is it less?
I don't know.
But we don't, Okay, so last year we did not use 15,000 gallons, though, correct?
We used more than that.
We used more than 8,000.
Right.
Right. And so they put the 15,000 down based on what we used last year, and we have another bus now that's on propane than what we had last year.
Would the price be cheaper if we did do it as a pre-buy? I mean, typically the gas companies will give you a discount if you, you know, say, hey, we'll pre-buy 8,000 gallons.
Right.
I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know what you all think, but.
Well, I think with this, we're committing to 15,000 gallons, you know, whether now or, you know, through the course of the year, I think is how these operate.
Okay.
So, well, I don't know if it makes a difference if you pre-buy or not, but because I think then if you don't meet the 15,000, I think in there, like, is there a penalty or something?
No.
They don't usually charge it.
And if it's more than 15,000, then we're going to pay the going rate for that extra 1,000. Mm-hmm. If we go with 16,000, we're going to pay whatever the going rate is at that time. This is just locking in at this price.
Right. As long as the rest of the board is good with that, then let's roll with it. I just thought I'd throw that out there, just something.
I mean, based off $1.20, we're talking somewhere between, if you use 8,000 gallons, it's about $3,000. If you use 15,000, it's about $6,000, is what we're talking about in potential savings if we were able to get $1.20. But
I don't know if residential is different than, because you're talking about residential as opposed to
and there may be. I don't know how that would work, but I mean. You would think that if we're a large consumer of this and we're using, 15,000 gallons, that there would definitely be a price break that would be a lot cheaper for that than it would be for a homeowner that would only use, say, 1,300 gallons for a whole year or a whole season.
And when do they have to have this sent back? And
well, they were supposed to have it back by the 11th, and I told him I couldn't get it back till the 14th. That would be the soonest I could get it back.
I gotcha.
So could we
approve with the stipulation to still try to negotiate it down? Price?
I will tell them the $1.20 and see if I can.
So at least we're locked in if it's higher now.
If you want to approve it at this and go ahead and we'll note that.
You and Adam, so if Adam could get a hold of Bill, you guys could talk, and then we could see if we could get it lower. But, I mean, that way it's at least locked in for now. But if you're getting it at $1.20 and you're only buying 600 gallons, and we're talking about buying 10,000 gallons,
that's my point.
I would think we'd get it at a cheaper rate than $1.20.
Right.
I agree with you.
Just ask them if they'll do it for $1.20, then don't say nothing else. Little car business trick. Because the first person talks loses. Okay?
I got it lower last
It'll
time.
Work. I promise.
Okay.
Okay, everybody good with that then?
Very good with it, yeah.
All right, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
So we got Moore and Cato to approve new business financial. Ms. Boyard?
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Shook?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
Yes.
Ms. Cato?
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle?
Yes.
All right, number 9. Is there a
supplemental.
Yeah, there is. There's
it. So 9. Okay, here we go. All right, so new business personnel. Troy Romine, JV football cheerleading coach, has submitted his resignation. Recommend approval. Travis Turley, assistant junior high football coach, has submitted his resignation. Ed Maddox, volunteer varsity football coach, has submitted his resignation. Recommend approval.
Correction to that.
Resignation.
For volunteer varsity football. We've got him down below for something with junior high.
Yes.
Yeah, his resignation. It should be middle school.
We're good.
Volunteer.
Has submitted his resignation.
It says volunteer varsity football coach.
Football coach.
He already resigned.
We did that a couple meetings.
But then he went to the junior high.
Junior high football coach.
Junior high, and he's going to be hired as paid junior.
So he's he's resigning as a volunteer for junior high. All right. And then we're going to go to B, unpaid leave request. Miss Emma Bacher has requested 4 days off, September 26th through October 1st. On Wednesday, September 26th, Thursday, September 27th, and Friday, September 28th, she will use personal days, and I have recommended those days. On Monday, October 1st, she is requesting an unpaid day. Recommend approval. Classified list, the superintendent, Dr. Michael Johnson, recommends approval of the August 2018 classified substitute list with the addition of the following names. Christine Close, 1911 Country Place, Lancaster, bus 8 and bus driver. Christy Kennedy, 1541 Steeman Road, Baltimore, food services. Lori Fuller, 1069 Romulus Street, Baltimore, as secretary. Okay, then extended days. The following personnel is recommended for extended days as printed. Emma Bacher, elementary guidance counselor, 5 days. Emily Church, elementary music teacher, first semester, 81 days at half an hour. And then supplemental position, the following personnel is recommended for the supplemental position. Ed Maddox, assistant junior high football coach, level 5, step 5. And do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Just a typo in that.
Yeah, the elementary.
I went ahead and read elementary.
So, Ms. McClaskey, so Travis Turley is, he's resigning and Ed Max is going to be taking his position then. Okay, thank you.
Is there any other questions with all that stuff there? Anyone? All right, Ms. Boyer.
Mr. Shuck?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
Yes.
Ms. Cato?
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Number 10, new business other. 2018-2019 school calendar approval. The superintendent recommends approval of the detached calendar. That's the one we got in the packet there. I think it was just a couple little small corrections, right? I think that's what that was.
Yeah, grading periods, March 7th, not March 8th.
Yeah.
I can't recall the other item.
And the last date on the old calendar said like the 28th of May was the last day of school. So that's good. So we just changed 2 days. Recently.
All right. B, the Ohio School Board Association Capitol Conference. The OSBA Capitol Conference will be held November 11th through the 13th, 2018. At the Greater Columbus Convention Center. The Liberty Union Board may select one delegate and one alternate delegate to attend the conference and to vote on OSBA issues. Do I have a volunteer for the delegate?
Has that been you the last few years?
It has, but I'm not sure I can take off work this time.
Well, I'm back downtown. So, excellent. But the delegate is just two votes at the...
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll be the delegate.
I can put anybody else down as alternate unless somebody else wants to.
Want to be up for the delegate?
Unless one of you fine gentlemen want to be the delegate.
I mean, there won't be softball then, so we should be good.
Whatever.
All right. So we'll put Sean Hookrattle in for the delegate. Carol, you want to be the alternate?
Yeah.
Carol for the alternate. All right, handbooks. The superintendent and building principal recommend approval of the following handbooks. The high school student handbook is presented with changes for approval. The middle school student handbook is presented with changes in approval. And the elementary student handbook is also printed with changes for approval. D, permission to recycle. The curriculum coordinator and the superintendent request permission to recycle the following used and no longer used textbooks. Here's a list of all the textbooks. I'm not going to read them out loud. We're just going to take their word for it.
You don't have to read everything. If you could just read the ISBN numbers off of each of these, that'd be great, Sean.
Okay. All right. Always a comedian.
Always.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve such items?
So moved.
Second.
That was Moore and Cato. To approve new business financial or new business items. Ms. Boyard.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
Mr. Hook Rattle?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Shook?
Yes. All right, number 11, executive session. Executive session is requested for the purpose of discussing personnel issues. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So, second.
So I got, did I get, was that Moore?
No, that was Walter and Hook Rattle.
Oh, Walter rolled up. Hook Rattle. What time is it?
I am so going to paint you red and pink, hit you with a bat.
At 7:57. Ms. Boyard.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
Mr. Hook Rattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
All right. Turn that off. We'll do it. Thank you, John.
All right, you're on.
All right, do I have a motion to return from executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Hook Rattle and Cato at 8:19. Ms. Boyard, roll call, please.
Mr. Hook Rattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
Number 12, next regular Board of Education meeting will be held September 10th. That's a day before my birthday, so if you guys want to bring me gifts. 2018 at 7 p.m. at the Liberty Union District office. I don't know if you caught that. My breath the day before my birthday.
3 days before mine.
Oh, nice. I knew I liked that.
7 days after mine.
Mike, wow. Now, what do you got, Mike, for your trip again?
Oh, I'm going to leave September 8th. So, I mean, September 7th, and I'll be gone the following week. And I'll try to be back Tuesday.
Okay.
So but, you won't be here for the meeting.
Right.
Mm. But we knew that.
That was going to be a really nice gift, did. Too.
That was going to be a real nice gift. Well, give it to me. I'll take it.
Thank you for letting me do that, by the way.
Yes, not a problem. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
At 8:20. Was that, that was Moore and Cato?
Cato Moore.
All right, well, as long as you got it right, that's weird. Roll call, please.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
We'll pay back there. Yes.
Ms. Cato?
Yes.
Mr. Hook Rattle?
Yes.
Did he say yes on my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll tell you these
last time around, you were voting for me.
Well,